Roma, Roma, ma gaga, ooh la la, what you be romance.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 9th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:30. I'm Brent Allen. We are off to another cool start, sitting at 39 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Social Advocates for Youth has been forced to make another round of job cuts to try and stay afloat. The nonprofit that serves homeless and youth in crisis laid off at least three additional staff members this week, bringing the total to over 21 since January, according to a report in the Press-Democrat. SAY stated they needed to raise $1 million or the 53-year-old organization and Dream Center on Summerfield Road would be forced to close. Donald Trump has prevailed in the Nevada caucuses, sweeping all 26 of the state delegates. But he was also the only major candidate to compete, so the results are not really that surprising. Here is Mr. Trump talking about the percentage of vote that went his way.
We wanted to get over 80, and we got 98.
In the end, it was actually 99%. The next primary is February 24th in South Carolina, where Nikki Haley was the former governor, followed by Super Tuesday on March 5th. The Federal Communications Commission is outlawing robocalls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence. The ruling targets robocalls made with AI voice cloning tools under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. That 1991 law restricts junk calls that use artificial and pre-recorded voice messages. Governor Gavin Newsom announced plans Thursday to send prosecutors to Oakland in his latest move to crack down on rising crime in the Bay Area. Earlier, he said he would deploy 120 California Highway Patrol officers to also help with targeted crackdowns on criminal activity in Oakland. Now, lawyers from the Attorney General's office will help prosecute those that are arrested. A new bill could ban the use of plastic shopping bags in California by 2026 if it's passed by the state legislature. California already bans thin plastic shopping bags, but shoppers at stores during checkout can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that are reusable and recyclable. But a state study shows that the amount of bags per person per year has gone up from 8 pounds in 2004 to 11 pounds in 2021. The Chinese New Year falls on Saturday, kicking off celebrations for the Year of the Dragon. The 15-day celebration ends with the Lantern Festival on February 24th. The Year of the Dragon is anticipated to bring opportunities and exciting advancements for all. Those born under the dragon sign are revered for their innovative thinking and inquisitive nature, and often flourish in their professional pursuits. 7:33 KZST, we need another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roads looking now?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. The roadways are looking pretty good. State Route 12 interchange to US 101, there's a slight slowdown in that area. Other than that, everything's looking really good. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
There are a few different definitions of the word comfortable. One refers to the way you feel when you're relaxing on furniture that feels so good you never want to get out of it. Another definition refers to financial security. And both of these definitions apply to what's going on this weekend at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. In other words, it's a huge sale, like crazy huge. They're marking down all kinds of great-looking Lazy Boy sofas, chairs, sectionals. Many, many dollars are about to be saved by someone. Why shouldn't that someone be you? Of course, you do have to get over to the Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries pretty fast to get the deals, since the sale is for a limited time. And if the phrase, hurry in now, challenges your definition of comfort, well, what can I tell you? Wear your sweats. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Save on a huge in-stock selection of quality Lazy Boy furniture with up to an extra 20% off and 0% financing for 3 years with qualified purchase and approved credit. Going on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries on Santa Rosa Avenue.
New Year's resolutions. Ugh.
Seriously, so much for losing weight. I seem to be in hibernation mode.
I've actually gained 5 pounds.
And exercising? It's so cold and wet outside.
My resolution was to get my home organized.
Oh, well, Closet Crafters can help you with that. We love what they did for our garage, and we're going to have our closets done next.
Oh, well, I'll have to check them out.
Check out their showroom. It's so helpful to see all the options in person.
Closet Crafters in Santa Rosa since 1992. Visit online at closetcrafters.com.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. In sports, the Warriors beat the Indiana Pacers 131-109, and Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, has won his second NFL Most Valuable Player Award. Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers won the Offensive Player of the Year Award. And your forecast: partly cloudy for today, just a couple of high clouds here and there, mild with mid to upper 50s. Tonight, mainly clear, some patchy fog by early morning. Lows will be chilly, 30s once again. Tomorrow and Sunday, not bad at all, sunny with low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. 22-year-old Tyler Chase is still alive. Now, that may not sound like much, but when your family was told you were deceased and delivered an urn of your ashes, it's pretty convincing. Chase is a recovering addict who lived at a group home in Oregon. Several months back, another resident stole his wallet and later died of an overdose, and then was later ID'd by the medical examiner as Chase. Now, the family had not seen him in a long time and had no reason to doubt the authorities until Chase turned up sober and very much alive. He's now rebuilding his life after being declared deceased and having a death certificate issued in his name. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah, in the back of the cab. I took the driver head of town, get me the fast. I got your body on my mind, I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high, so high.
100.1 KZST. Welcome to your Friday in the California wine country. It is 7:40, 39 degrees. Up next, our hot topic of the morning. Hold on.
Even if your team isn't playing in the big game, you still have a watch party to worry about. There's no better place to find everything you need at huge savings than your local grocery outlet. We've got all kinds of grilling meats, chips, dips, and drinks for your guests. And with regular savings of up to 40 to 70% versus traditional grocery stores, that's a major win. If you've never visited a grocery outlet, now is the time. Take an extra $5 off a purchase of $25 or more. See our coupon in this week's ad at groceryoutlet.com.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Get ready for fish, food, and fun at the Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival, rain or shine, from 10 till 4 on Saturday, February 10th at the Milk Branch Visitor Center. Check out the fish ladder, lots of free kids' activities, and learn more about steelhead. For the adults, there's live music with Solo Rio, local Sonoma County wines, beer from Bear Republic, and a bounty of food trucks. The Steelhead Festival, Saturday, February 10th at Lake Sonoma. More info at steelheadfestival.org and on Facebook.
Wilco's Farm Show Days sale is here with amazing discounts throughout the store all month long. Each week in February will feature savings from a different department. Visit farmstore.com to see when each department's discounts go live. Then get ready for savings on pet supplies, lawn and garden, livestock feed and fencing, boots, paint, workwear, and more. Save every week in February during Farm Show Days, only at your farm-proven, farmer-owned Wilco.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. As usual, hot topic of the morning is here, yay or nay. As always, if you want to comment, chime in. You may want to today. Call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. It's all about the Super Bowl. Hot topic. Okay, should the Monday after the big game become a national holiday? Brent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is always a hot topic every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so on Monday. But, you know, it's something that it gets brought up and talked about from time to time, even to the point where there are petitions that have been going around attempting to actually make it a change. Ice cream maker Drumstick is sending one around right now.
The ice cream company?
The ice cream company, yep. Since 2017, change.org has hosted more than 24 petitions asking Congress, the president, the NFL, anybody who will listen, to try and make Monday a holiday after the Super Bowl. Now, one suggestion that's floated around out there is to either move President's Day or move the Super Bowl so it's the Sunday, Monday back-to-back, and that way you get the day off. Most people, you and I don't, but most people,
right,
and school kids get the day off that day. That's a nice idea.
It seems like an easy fix. Just move it.
Pretty easy. Or move the game to Saturday.
I mean, why wouldn't they? Yeah. Because Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl Saturday, like, what's the difference?
It's been tradition, but, you know, I think because they didn't used to have the bye week in there, but now teams get an extra week off in between when they do the Pro Bowl games and stuff like that. But just move the game to Saturday on that weekend, and that solves all the problems right there.
It's funny, they went to the president. He couldn't even do it. No one's been able to change it. I mean, what the heck?
No, I think it would be a vote of the team owners and Roger Goodell, the commissioner, and the TV networks, CBS, that pays the money for it. An estimated 16 million people are going to plan to miss work on Monday the 12th. About 14 million are going to have the Super Bowl flu. I don't feel too good. I'm a little sick today. Call in sick on Super Bowl Monday. It's going to cost the nation around $6 billion in lost wages.
The Super Bowl flu. Come on. Okay, so Brent, honestly, what is your opinion about changing this?
I think it's not a bad idea. I think just move it to a Saturday. You do that, you solve all the problems.
Okay, so a national holiday, though. My opinion may make people unhappy. Let me just preface it with that. I'm used to that. But so this is a football game. This is a 4-hour sporting event. I get that, you know, it makes a lot of money for the U.S. I get it's good for the economy, good for businesses, good for national morale. But it's a game. It is a game where grown men run around a field following a ball, catching it and tackling and pummeling each other. So my question is, where in any way, shape, or form does that spell out national holiday.
KZST's Debbie Abrams. Of course she talks to herself. Sometimes she needs expert advice.
Leave your dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
KZST. Let's get a check on the commute. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning, Olivia. How's traffic?
Hi, good morning. Traffic is looking pretty good. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is slowing down northbound US 101 from Todd Road into downtown Santa Rosa. Just a slight slowdown there. And then Sierra 12 Interchange to US 101 traffic is starting to get a little heavy in that area. But other than that, everything's looking great for your drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services. And I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, happy Friday to you. I'm Debbie Abrams, and here's an interesting fact about sleep. How about this? According to the Sleep Council, you can get an extra 42 minutes of sleep when you trade in your old mattress for a new one, mostly due to better support for your bod, your limbs, all of you. Works nicely, right, as I transitioned in my Sleep City commercial. So Sleep City is a locally owned company. Mark Thomas has five stores in Santa Rosa on Santa Rosa Avenue and Highway 12, one in Petaluma, one in Napa, and one in Windsor on Hembry Lane. That's my store. And the timing is perfect, just perfect. Sleep City is holding their President's Day sale right now. Check this out. You can save big on Heirloom up to $1,000 off. Stearns & Foster up to $800 off. Tempur-Pedic, how about you take off up to $500? Sealy, save $400. And King Coil up to $300 off. And of course, my fave and the one I bought from Sleep City, the Posh & Lavish, an all-natural latex mattress that doesn't sleep hot. Very important to me, and it works the best with an adjustable base. So if you want an extra 42 minutes of sleep, as the Sleep City Council professes, if you get rid of the old mattress and buy a new one, do what I did. Head to a Sleep City store near you today for their big President's Day sale. Or you can check it out online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
I'm better on the other side.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 7:56, 40 degrees, a little bit of fog out there. I'm Debbie Abrams. Coming up next, figure out what you missed overnight while you were slumbering, drooling all over your pillow. Brent Allen has news next here on KZST.